The Director General of the National Development Planning Commission, NDPC, Dr. Regina Edichum, says in order to attain the medium-term national development goals, the state needs to ensure that the necessary space is created for increased investments in key national priority areas while ensuring that the dividend from economic growth benefits all. She said in order to accelerate development for the nation, the nation needs to ride on the back of agriculture to industrialize. Dr. Regina Edichum said this when she presented a paper on the policy framework of the 2014 budget at the beginning of a two-day post-budget workshop for members of parliament in the chamber. The post-budget workshop was another theme, retooling MPs for effective scrutiny of the 2014 financial policy of government. Other key stakeholders also addressed the MPs. Here is a report by our parliamentary correspondents, Dominic Honji and Augustus Akwe.
The annual workshop for the MPs comes immediately after the budget is presented to the House. It is to expose the members to the fine details captured in the budget to enable them to undertake a thorough debate and scrutiny of the government financial policy for the year. The Director General of the National Development Planning Commission, Dr. Regina Edichum, told the MPs that the Commission is working on the new medium-term national development policy framework, which will be a successor to the 2010-2013 Ghana Shared Growth Development Agenda to guide the development of the country over the next 4 years. She announced that the 7 thematic areas are under consideration in the new development framework.
We have 7 thematic areas under consideration, and these are ensuring sustainable macroeconomic stability, then the competitiveness of Ghana's private sector domestically and internationally, accelerated agricultural modernization and natural resource management, the development of our oil and gas so that it does not become a curse but a blessing, infrastructure, human development. The issue of productivity is so critical at this point of our development and employment. And of course, all of this would not be possible without transparent and accountable government.
The director of WTS Tax and Legal Consulting, Abdallah Ali Nachia, who presented a paper on revenue mobilization, touched on personal income tax, withholding tax on rent, review of tax rate for the free zones enterprises, customs assurance and destination inspections, among others, as captured in the budget.
The personal income tax, I see it as a very welcome one because of the reasons why there has been no change. Ideally, we have to wait for the outcome of the negotiations of the national daily minimum wage, because if we adjust it now and there is a change in the minimum wage, we may have to go and change the personal income tax rate again. So what Parliament would have to do is to monitor and determine when are the negotiations going to come on, and after the negotiation we determine whether indeed there is the need to adjust the personal income tax or leave it as it is. Then withholding tax on rent, it's a good idea to try to distinguish the withholding tax on residential property and commercial property. Because for commercial property, they are aimed at making profit. So with taxation, once you have the ability to pay, be able to contribute more. And in order to reduce the housing deficit, it's a good idea not to tax that on residential property. So people will be encouraged to put up more houses. But the most important aspect is getting the GRA and the MMDA speeding up on the street naming exercises so that the properties can be identified, then proper valuation can be done, and then we'll be able to get the right taxes being taken.
Dr. Ni Ashong of the Ghana Institute of Management and Public Administration, GIMPA, took the MPs through the review of the macroeconomic and fiscal management of the budget, whilst Eva Ment of the Budget Division of the Ministry of Finance gave a presentation on analyzing the sector budget and what the MPs should consider in approving the budget.
That report was filed by our parliamentary correspondents Dominic Longi and Augustus Akwe.